regiment's favorite serial killer is back. Thomas Maxwell Belial has returned for Shadow of the Wraith, Book 3 of the Jericho Files, now available in paperback and ebook. This new chapter sees Tom fighting ancient evil beings who have taken a dislike for his adherence to that whole vigilante justice thing. Now he finds himself fighting off these evil forces while evading law enforcement at the same time. Can there be a happy ending for one who lives by the sword? Find out by clicking on the link tree in the description or scanning the QR code on the screen. Happy hunting.
All right, everybody, Terrence Pop here from Redonkulous.com. And the first rule of Redonkulous.com is you tell everyone you know about Redonkulous.com.
Winning!
And the second rule of Redonkulous.com is you tell everyone about Redonkulous.com.
Why? Why? I don't know why. I don't know.
And today is a Pimp Tart Wifestitute for none other than Tyler Durden. I am Jack's raging bile dump. Now you would think 8 years of a divorce would be enough, but I'm guessing you guys are not the ones who sampled the crazy slot C. And Mr. Pitt, gonna be honest, he picked the craziest one of them all. This is a woman who used to walk around with a vial of Billy Bob Thornton's blood. Let that sink in.
How about new?
And apparently she goes for, this is just a rumor, wincest. Oh. Go ahead and get that image out of your thinking me tonight before you go to sleep, because I can't. But this might come as a shock to you. I really don't have a lot of sympathy for this guy.
What?
And if you're wondering why, buckle up, because we're going to get into it. Winning! Yeah. All right. Before we get started, all of this is pure cuntjecture, if you know what I mean. They had such a tight lid on these numbers, it's almost impossible to find. But you know me, I specialize in anal wisis. So it goes without saying, this is for entertainment and educational purposes only, so don't sue me, bro.
And through our cruelty, they will know who we are.
I don't know if you guys remember this, but my very first Pimp Tart Wifestitute was about Mike Tyson and his divorce. Links below. And what was one of the mitigating factors in that divorce? Brad Pitt!
No way!
He put the hose to Robin Gibbons, and he was caught in the act by Mr. Mike Tyson.
Allegedly.
So, stick with me. Let's boil this down for a moment so you guys can understand the insanity here. This guy was so brazen, he was willing to bang the wife of the current heavyweight champion of the world without fearing for any repercussions. Wow. And yet, Mike Tyson, who was thrown in prison for being a violent snuggle strugglist, allegedly, if you actually believe that shit, Space Ghost is on.
It's fiction. We made it up. We made this one up. It's a made-up tale.
He didn't even lay a hand on him. If it was me, I would beat his face in so hard he'd look like a Chinaman.
Ding dong, ding dong.
But because he didn't really get his karma then, he's getting it now. In spades, paid with interest. And it doesn't stop there. Between Tyson's wife and Angelina Jolie, there's a couple other pieces in there. First and foremost, we have to talk about Gwyneth Paltrow. You know her as an actress. I know her hypothetically as the Hollywood whore.
Gwyneth Paltrow is associated with the exclusive sex club Sanctum, which is based in LA and has been profiled by Goop, Paltrow's lifestyle website. Sanctum hosts various events including masquerades, pool parties, classes, and dinner events, often referred to as erotic theater by its founder.
And her favorite ex-party cost $75,000 to get in.
You crazy bitch whore!
And he tied one on with this Oscar-winning, there's no other way to say this, prostitute. Why don't you save yourself the time and the money and buy one of her pussy candles instead? It all boils down to the same thing. A bowl of warm soup with a burning sensation. Double screen five. But he wasn't done there. After that, he moved on to Jennifer Aniston. Who, to be fair... Seemed like she was really into him and in it to win it. But of course you can't stay with a woman like that because she's not crazy enough. Now, granted, we don't know her personally, but when you compare her to the rest of Pitt's women, she's Mrs. Little House on the Prairie. Which brings us to the set of Mr. and Mrs. Shit. Actually, it was a good movie. And that is where Mr. Pitt met Miss Jolie.
Perfect timing.
As always.
And thus, we move into the bait pussy period. Every single dude knows exactly what I'm talking about, and it is quite spectacular. You're in the puppy lust phase, and you're banging that shit every single day and every single orifice you can get away with. I punched too many times. He hit that box like it owed him money for almost 9 years.
I need this man to tear all my clothes off.
Work, work.
Then in 2013, disaster struck. One of the best sets of tits I have ever seen in my life was hacked off at the stalk.
We'll meet again.
But Pop, didn't she have breast cancer?
No. She was just afraid she was gonna get breast cancer.
Right.
Allegedly, that seems like a very extreme measure to take, but I don't own tits, so I don't know. The last set of tits I had Elise on walked away with half my shit, screen five. You hear that, Mr. Pitt? I know you're mad right now, but you gotta laugh at it or it will fucking kill you. But we've said this many times on the show, it's not the mirage that bankrupts you. Which, by the way, happened in 2014, and Brad Pitt was like, well, she is the mother of my children. And that is one step above the excuses of, she's different, she loved me, she good people and would never do anything like that. Get the fuck out of here! Not only did he marry this titless wonder, he adopted her kids. Classic mistake. Gentlemen, never adopt another person's kids. Unless they're dead.
Sound good?
Yes, sir!
In case you didn't catch it, he's already constructing his harsh dildo of consequences. He's wrapped it in sandpaper and for good measure put some cactus quills on there because it wouldn't hurt enough.
Oh! My God!
One year after he says, I do, and she says, only if, she also gets her ovaries cut out.
But Pop, didn't she have ovarian cancer?
Nope, she was just afraid to get cancer. Again. Now, brief medical side note here, gentlemen. When a woman has her breasts removed and her ovaries taken out, it kind of throws her into a chaotic hormone kind of stew. She basically jump-started her menopause with, I don't know, jumper cables and a nuclear reactor? As if the woman who French kissed her own brother on live TV wasn't crazy enough. She was already crazy. Mr. Pitt, he's actually fishing for piranhas with his dick. What could go wrong? Well, I'll tell you exactly what went wrong. She filed for divorce in 2016 and added the Abby use clause to it to make it more effective. I am Jack's complete lack of surprise. Space Ghost is on again.
This is so fucking stupid.
And by this time, they have 6 kids together. Some bio, some adopted. And you would think a woman with millions of dollars to her name wouldn't have to fall back on the nuclear option. But this is what happens when you spend a lifetime banging crazy slot C with no consequences. Sooner or later, the only person getting fucked in that equation is you, Mr. Pitt.
Mother
fucker.
In fact, I am Jack's smirking revenge. Now, once again, to be fair. No one, no matter what they have done, deserves to have their children completely ripped away from them.
Damn right!
There are only a few exceptions to that rule. In fact, I can only think of three. Rappé, Murray Darr, and Abby Use. Proven actual Abby Use. And in this equation, the accusations were proven to be faker than her new tits, Screen 5. But none of that matters. He still has to pay, and that's why you showed up to watch this video. Because math is brutal, and there's no emotions in numbers. So, Mr. Pitt, you get what you get, and you don't throw a fit.
I see all this potential, and I see a squander.
I don't know if you know this gentleman, so I'll educate you. The minute she drops the paperwork for a divorce, you are on the hook for child support. And Mr. Pitt is no exception, and because he's well off, it's probably way worse. To the tune of a guesstimated $1 million a year in child support, which began in 2016 and will not terminate, theoretically, until 2027 when the youngest children turn 18. So right out of the poop chute, as she filed for divorce, it's $12 million in child support. Despite being accused of abuse, which he didn't do, he actually loaned this soulless succubus $8 million to buy another home and an additional $1.3 million in various expenses. As we all know, you don't actually loan women money. It's a gift. You just don't know yet. Screen 5, nah, fuck that. But because it's a loan, I didn't add it to the figures. What we will add are the publicly available numbers. Let's get into them.
No! No, not Detroit! No!
8 years into this divorce, she gets an $80 million payday. And his lawyers got a $14 million payday as well. Hollywood lawyers on retainer for 8 years? That's a low number, man. But it's not over yet. They're still fighting over yet more money. She wants to take him to civil court now.
You have a kind of sick desperation in your life.
And you're asking why? When was the last time you saw Angelina Jolie headline in a movie? Yeah! Imagine that. The Wall defeats them all, even them rich Hollywood bitches. Somebody wants a retirement plan, and she's gonna get it too. There's a reason why all of the richest women in the world became rich because of, you guessed it, divorce. You might think Oprah has a lot of money, but she has small potatoes when you compare her to the divorced billionaire female club.
Childless cat lady?
That's proof positive that you really can't do what we can do, but you sure as shit can steal it from us, Screen 5. And because in 2018, you know, Brad Pitt loaned her $8 million and went on the record saying he paid $1.3 million in expenses. I'm estimating by the time the divorce was finalized in 2024, that's $3 million in expenses. That's a lot of wah-wah, give me more money for a woman who's already a millionaire.
Sheer fucking hubris.
So when everything is said and done and the last child gets to 18, Mr. Pitt will have forked out $109 million. And keep in mind, all of this is cuntjecture. In all likelihood, this is a very conservative guesstimate. If she's willing to accuse him of provably false abuse and accuses him of not paying child support after he loans her $8 million. This is a woman who wants her pound of flesh, and because of our legal system, she's gonna get it. And because we know her taste in jewelry, she's probably gonna wear it around her neck, Screen 5. $109 million later, I have to ask you, Mr. Pitt, was it worth it?
Put a gun to my head and paint the walls with my brains.
Well, that's good, because she's a predator posing as a house pet.
Was 80 hits on pussy, 12 tonsil assaults or 12 pooper pushes worth it? Because everything before that, that was just bait pussy and it doesn't count. He could have hit that box 1,000 times like a speed bag, But until you get with the state, it doesn't count. And with that being said, you know what's coming next. It's time for the math. Pour yourself a menagerie if you can, because this is going to get brutal.
And here we go.
Take 109 million and divide it by 80 hits on the pussy, and you get $1,360,000 and some change. Where's that sound coming from? Now we gotta move on to the tonsil assaults. You have $109 million divided by 12 tonsil assaults. You get basically $9 million per speed bag attack on her throat. Again, we're just talking about 2 years of the Mirage. She could have been drinking his semen like quarts of yogurt. It doesn't count. She hooked him, crooked him, and almost got the police to book him. And because backdoor invasions happened at a similar frequency, you gotta use the same number, you know, 9 million. This number here of backdoor invasions is literally the embodiment of shit happened, Screen 5.
Oh my god.
But this is Redonkulous.com and we're not done yet. If you're enjoying the video thus far, please scan one of the QR codes on the screen. Your help is the only thing keeping this gravy train rolling, and we appreciate all of it. Not to be confused with the gravy train that went down Miss Jolie's throat to get her Oscar, Screen 5. If you go online and you do your research, you will discover that the average encounter is 5 to 7 minutes long, with an average of 220 pumps between go time and the finish line. 220 pumps times 80 hits on pussy comes to a grand total of 17,600 pumps in the 2 years he was married to Jolie. Now, because we're complete assholes, we are gonna take $109 million and divide it by 17,600. And what do we get here? We get $6,193.15 per pump. That is a used car every time the hanging brain hit the meat curtain, Screen 5.
That's disgusting!
I know what you're saying. Pop, you're dividing all of these things by 109 million, and that's not accurate. Which is why you have to take into account the combo fuck. 109 million divided by 104 mattress acts equals $1 million per combo fuck. I'm going to hell, man. This is worse than total cocks, and I'm not even done yet.
Gonorrhea, no.
All right, serious. Now let's take a look at the speed bag tonsillitis equation. The average blowvocation is 5 minutes long. And that's assuming she actually knows what she's doing and there's not a lot of teeth. With lips like that, more than likely she knows exactly what she's doing. So 12 tonsil assaults times 5 minutes equals 60 minutes of throat goat action. That means every minute she was doing the mouth hug with a head bob, she earned $1.8 million. But, no pun intended, Aunt Flo will come to visit and your jaw hurts from smiling on the red carpet. And if you're crazy enough to wear a vial of blood around your neck, getting anally drunk is definitely on the menu. Now let's be honest, gentlemen. If this woman looks over her shoulder and goes,
"Put it in my butt."
You say, "Yes!"
But, once again, no pun intended, the poon is the highway. The chocolate starfish, well, that's a bumpy dirt road. You can fly down the expressway, but you really have to take it easy when you're on that dirt road. So that means we have to divide the number of pumps on the chocolate starfish by 2. That equals 1,320 pooper pumps.
Piss coming from my ass!
So, you do the math here, it's 109 million divided by 1320 equals $82,575.75 for every chocolate starfish flop. This list just keeps getting shittier and shittier. It's terrible. Space Ghost is on. But we have one last equation, and we didn't put it on the board because everyone loves surprises, right?
Wrong.
This one is incredibly vile, but we're gonna go there anyway, because this is ridiculous. As a dude, every time you arrive, you're gonna leave behind 1.5 to 5 milliliters of baby batter, and it doesn't matter which hole. So we're gonna take the average of that fluid, which is 3.5 milliliters per every mattress act, which leaves us 364 milliliters of marital baby batter. Take 109 million and divide it by 364 milliliters, and what do we get? $299,450.55 per milliliter of spunk. You don't spit that out. That's good money you're swallowing right there. And thus ends this episode of Pimp Tart Wifestitute, and I'll leave you with a short message. Mr. Pitt was a heartthrob to the entire world in his 20s, 30s, and most of his 40s. He's an alpha male, he's got a ton of money, and if he can get raked through the coals as viciously as what happened to him and lose his children, you're fucking next. What hope do you have? Don't play the game, because you won't win. And I'm sick and tired of throwing you dudes into the dirt because you get involved in shit like this and you're taking a permanent solution to a temporary problem. Quit killing yourselves over this. Don't play the game. It's literally Russian roulette and your penis is the goddamn pistol. Yeah! And on top of that, she has poisoned all of these children against him to the point where they want to change their last names. The oldest, Shiloh, you can read about it, she already has. And you want to talk about the ultimate slap of disrespect? There it is. And it is that point right there where Mr. Pitt actually earns some of my sympathy. He's been issued the wound that never heals, all because he couldn't say no to the crazy slot C.
Our great war is a spiritual war. Our great depression is our lives.
We're so fucked. We're so gonna get a warning letter from a lawyer.
If you take a look at Speedbag,
I gotta get a straight face. Oh yeah.
It takes a special kind of stupid to hitch yourself to a dude who has already achieved success, divorce him, take half his shit, and call yourself the prize. All you did was you happened to be sucking on his schwanz while he made it for himself, and then you think that makes you the prize. Wow.